The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, hatzlacha, success, health and happiness. Peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children. And Be'ezat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by Yom Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pehe Amud Rishon. And we are 6 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Rab Papa v'Rab Huna b'Red Rab Yoshua ikle'u lehinsibu. The rabbis found themselves in a place called Hinsibu. They got the Bach, he changed it to Leshichtinsibu. Le'atre the Rav Idi Bar Abin, which was the place of Rav Idi Bar Abin. So they asked the rabbis, the people of the place asked the rabbis, Huzaru kesherot lehinase lepesudin olo, which means, is it kesherot, kohanot, are they allowed to marry pesudin? Is a kohenet allowed to marry a halal or not? We know a halal or halala is forbidden to a kohen. The question is the opposite. Can a kohenet marry a halal? That was the question they asked. Amar Lehu answered back, Rab Papa answered back, Tanitua, we learned it. What does it say? Masechet Kiddushin. Asara Yuchasin Alu Mibabel. There are 10 different people that have lineage that came up from Babel after the exile. Who are they? Kohanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, Halalim, Gerim, V'Harurim. Harurim is Eved Meshuchrar. Umamzerim, Netinim is like the Givonim we learned about. Shetuke is also a type of Sefek. We don't know who his father is. And Asufe is a child that was, you know, collected from the marketplace. You don't know his lineage. He was Asuf, Ne'esaf, Menashuk. So the Mishnah continues. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Mutarim, Lavo, Zebaze. They're permissible to intermarry amongst themselves. Leviim, Yisraelim, Halalim, Gerim, Harurim, Mutarim, Lavo, Zebaze. So all these people, the Leviim and Yisraelim and Halalim, and Gerim as well, Harurim, it's permissible for them to intermarry amongst themselves. Gire harure umemzere netine shetuke v'asufe. That last section of gerim, avadim, memzerim, netinim, shetukim, v'asufim, mutarim labo zebaze. Again, they are permissible to intermarry amongst themselves. Oh, so he makes a diyuk. Dilu kohanot lehalal loketani. He's in the section that talks about kohanim and halalim. It just says, Leviim, Yisraelim, Halalim, Mutarim Labo Zebaze. It should have said that Kohanot are also permissible. Which means not only Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim are permissible to Halalim. It should say Kohanot. And the fact that it didn't say Kohanot are permissible to Halal must be they're forbidden. So, Amar Le, Ravuna, Bered Rav Yoshua. Ravuna, Bered Yoshua answers back, says, no proof. כל אחד הנן נסבה מהנה והנן נסבה מהנה קטן. Which means, the Mishnah only listed the relationships that are permissible to marry to each other, two-way street. Which means, the men can marry the ladies, and the ladies can marry the men. However, כהן, כיוון דאילו באלה מנסב חללה אסיד עלה לא קטני. But since a Kohen, if you'd want to marry a halal, it's forbidden. So they didn't put the reverse case of a Kohenet marrying a halal. Because the Mishnah only lists over there the legal cases back and forth, but it didn't discuss the one-way cases. And of course, if you're going to discuss the case of Kohenet to halal, so it's only one way, because a Kohen cannot marry a halala. So therefore, it's not listed. So you have no proof that it's asur. Atu lekamed Rav Idi bar Avin. So they came in front of Rav Idi bar Abin, which was the maradatra of the place. Amar dehu dardeke. He said, children, Achi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We have a clear statement in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo zaru kesherot inase lepsulim. They were not warned, which means it's permissible. The Kohanot are not warned against marrying Pesulim, and therefore it's permissible for a Kohanet to marry a halal. He had the tradition, he had the statement from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Comes the Gemara and continues, Shiniyot medivrei sofrim. We learned in the Mishnah that you have shiniyot, those are secondaries, that like for example, im immo, that is forbidden only midrabbanam. And we had a case over there where we said that you could have in shiniyot a case of, let's say, mutar leba'al, asura liyabam, or the reverse case as well. And we also said in the Mishnah that a fellow that marries shiniyot forfeits. The lady forfeits her ketubah, and forfeits her mizonot, and all the perot, and all the other benefits that she would normally get. She forfeits it, and we tell the guy he has to divorce her immediately. Of course, it is asur. So the Gemara has a question. The people of Bire asked Rav Sheshat, Shiniya leba'al. Velo shiniya liyabam. That's in the case it's talking about shiniya liba'al. So to the ba'al, it's illegal. Right? But he dies, so now the yabam picks up the yabama, who's a shiniya. It's not a shiniya to him. And therefore, the yabum is legal. Good, so what's the question? Yesh la ketubah miyabam or lo? Does she get a ketubah from the yabam? Which means, we know from the Baal, the Mishnah clearly says, when she's asurah to the Baal, she forfeits the ketubah. So the question is, when she goes with the Yabam is legal. So the question is, does she get a ketubah from the Yabam? So what's the question? So the Gemara says, well, kevan de amar mor, because since we learned earlier in the Masechet, ketuvata al nechse ba'la harishon, so therefore, letla. When we learned earlier, that where does the ketubah payment come from? Ketubah payment comes from the estate of the original husband. Which means, we don't now, this guy was forced to make a yibum. So now what, we're going to put a bill on him now? We have to make a pay ketubah? I mean, shamayim, they put him into the position. So therefore, the Gemara said, they put the ketubah payment on the original husband's estate, that he has to pay it. So therefore, since the original husband didn't have to pay it in this case, because it's a shiniyah, right? So it's just like the Baal wasn't paid. So now the Yavam that picks up the ketubah from the husband, he wouldn't have to pay it either. That's one side. Odilma kevan diilu letla mirishon takinu la rabbanan mesheni itla. We also learned that let's say there was no money from the first husband. So we said that the Hakami made a takana that what? That the Yavam has to pay ketubah. So therefore, in this case over here, the husband doesn't have ketubah. There was no ketubah in the first marriage. So therefore, maybe he has to pick it up and pay it from himself. So that's the she'ela. Does the yabam pay the ketubah or not? So comes Gemara and says, Amar Dehudav Sheshat, Tanitua. So also, we learned it. Ketubata al nechse ba'da harishon. The ketubah comes from the original husband. Vimaita shiniya leba'al, which means, and if it was a shiniya leba'al, a case like how we're talking about over here, where the ba'al married a shiniya, afilu miyabam enla, which means, even from the yabam, there is no ketubah. So the Gemara makes a diuk from the statement. Mikhlal di'ika di'itla miyabam. Jesus mashma, from the fact that the Lashon is afilu miyabam enna, that implies that what? that normally from in a Yibum, the Ika, that there are ladies that are going to receive a ketubah from the Yavam. So the Gemara said, that's not so. Because no lady receives a ketubah from the Yavam. She always receives it from the original husband. So the Gemara says, Hasore me'asra v'achi ketane. So read the statement like this. Ketubata al nechse ba'la rishon. Ve'ilet la mirishon. Takinu la mesheni. Which means if the first husband didn't have any money, so they made a takana that what? The second guy, which would be the Yavam, he'll pay the ketubah. Ve'imaita sheniya le'baal. But if the Shinya was married to the Baal, then afilu mi yavam in la. There is a case where the Yavam pays. The case where the Yavam pays is where, let's say, the husband didn't have anything. But if it was a Shinya, then already doesn't matter. Even from the Yavam, there is no payment. Which means the Gemara is saying there is no payment. When the Baal marries a Shinya, the Yavam does not have to pay it. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ba'amine Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Yohanan. Almana lekohen gadol, Girusha v'chalutza lekohen idyot. Yesh lahem mezonot, or en lahem mezonot." Which we learned in our Mishnah that it said that while a person marries a Shiniya, the lady forfeits a ketubah. And a mezonot and all the other things. But when it came to a Kohen Gadol that married an Almana, for example, in that case we said there is ketubah. So the Gemara wants to know, what about all the other benefits? What about mezonot? Which means, does the Kohen Gadol, for example, still have to feed the Almana mezonot? Or did the Mishnah only discuss what it said? It only said ketubah. Maybe mezonot? No. Well, no, how technical is the Mishnah? When it said, Yesh lehem ketubah, Davka ketubah, maybe even means the other things as well, like mezonot. So the Gemara says, well, hechidame. Let's get the case clear before we can make a ruling if she gets mezonot or not. Irema diyat vatute. If it's talking about a case where they're still married, she's the Kohen Gadol, I'm not living together. Ba'amud ve'otze ka'e. Mezonot itla. Every second, he's standing to get rid of her. He's going to give her mezonot now. Which means if they're living together, it's asur. So what are you talking, give her mezonot? You got to get rid of her. You're not going to start feeding her. You don't want to give her any incentive to stay married. You have to get rid of her. Of course it's not going to be mezonot if they're living together. So they're in the status of amod ve'otze. So comes Gemara and says, lo tziricha, the case is talking about she'ala kul imdinat hayam. The husband went away. That's Kohen Gadol, let's say, went away. Ve'lafta ve'akla. And she borrowed money in order to eat. Right? To have mizonot. So what's the question? Mai. Mizonet tanai ketubah ninu. Now, mizonot, that's a condition that's in the ketubah. What do they write in the ketubah? That the husband's going to support her with mizonot. Midi itla ketubah, itla mizonet. And therefore, since she gets ketubah, she also gets mezonot. Meaning, when the husband comes back, he has to pay back the creditors for the money that she borrowed. O dilma ketubah dilmishkal umepak itla. Mezone dilma ti'akev gabe letla. I'll tell you no. The whole reason why she gets ketubah, because the pit ketubah is a reason that she'll leave. Meaning she gets a ketubah, ketubah pushes her out. However, mizonot keeps her in. As long as she's getting support, she's going to want to stay. So I could argue with you and say no. That why achamim mitaken a ketubah? Because she knows she's going to get support, she'll take the money, and she'll get out. She'll get out of the marriage. It's a legal marriage. Now she ain't going to say mizonot. What are you doing with mizonot? She's going to want to stay married because she's getting support. So I can make a chiluk between the ketubah and the mizonot. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale, so he answered him back after he asked this question. So Rabbi Elazar asked the question of Yohanan. So Yohanan answered, Letla. That's it. No mezonot. V'hatanya yeshla. But we have a brayta that says, yeshla mezonot. Says, no, kitanya hi le'achar mita. Which means you're right. After he dies, let's say they were still married, and he dies, then she can get mezonot. Because the whole reason why we're saying there's no mizonot is why we don't want to keep her by the husband. We don't want to keep her married. The mizonot, she has no incentive to leave. But that's only a logic when they're still alive, everyone's alive. But if the husband dies, of course she gets a mizunot like a regular almana. Regular almana gets mizunot from the ketubah. The ketubah, in the ketubah it says that if he dies, the husband, so long as he's a widow, from the estate, they're going to pay her mizunot. So in this case, there's no reason not to give her mizunot because they're not staying married anyway. The guy died. So, okay, that's what the Braita said. And when it says yeshla, it means lahar mita rashi, lahar mita, im met velo girsha, yeshla mizunot kol yeme al minuta. Kishar almanat de mizunot tnai ketuba, beacha, lekan le mizar dilma, tetakev gabe. There's no gizra over that she might stay. The guy's dead. So Gemara says, "Eat the Amar." There are others that have a different version of this conversation. Amar le Tanya yesh la, which means Rabbi Elazar Esav Yohanan. Tell them this Kohen Gadol to the Almana. Does she have mizonot? Tell them it's a Braita that says yesh la. She has mizonot, so you start off with yesh la from the Braita. So Gemara, so yes. What do you mean yeshla? Hab amud vehotsekai. What do I mean yeshla? She's already destined to leave. She's standing every moment to get thrown out. How can you feed a mezonot? The mezonot is gonna keep her in. We want to go out. Because it's ve'ela hatanya yeshla. She says, oh, but it says yeshla. Kitanya I la harmita. Again, he answered. That must be talking about la harmita, and therefore you can give mezonot. But when they're still alive, in la mezonot. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Almana the kohen gadol, girusha v'chalutza the kohen idiot. What's the common denominator in these cases? These are illegal marriages. Kohen Gadol to an Almana, or Kohen Ejot to a Girusha or a Chalutza. Yesh la ketubah perot mezonot balaot. Which means we learned in the Mishnah that we learned in the Mishnah that they have ketubah. But now we're seeing the bride and they get everything. They get the perot. Now she says, yesh la perot. She'afalpi she'akalat the perot. Even though the husband was eating the perot, what's perot? She brings into the marriage nichsem ilog, right? So the husband gets to eat the perot from nichsem ilog, and she owns the principal. So that she writes kevan v'shelo kedin achlan. Even though he's eating them illegally, share lo haya lo ba nisuin me'olam. Because really, it's not a legal marriage. ואף אגב דמלן גבי כשרה מה שאכל אכל ומה שהוציא הוציא אחא כנסינה נה תמשלם אפילו מה שאכל מפני שהוא מרגילה לעבירה. But I was going to explain over here that there's a strong reason why she gets the perot. You want to see the Gemara is going to explain it. So again, יש לה כתובה, she gets a כתובה, פירות, מזונות, בלעות, that's the old clothes, והיא פסולה, well, she becomes פסולת כהונה, because she becomes a חללה. Because it's a אמנת כהן גדול, she becomes פסולה, or גירושה to a כהן אג'וט, well, she obviously פסולה at that point, וולדה פסול, and the child also would be פסול, the child would be a חלל, from such a case. וחופין אותו להוציא. We force him immediately to give a get. שניות מדברי סופרים, but a guy marries a שנייה מדברי סופרים, אין לה כתובה לא פירות, לא מזונות, ולא בלעות. So שניות is interesting. שניות is more מחמיר. שניות הוא שאול מדרבנן, she loses everything. So it says, "Vihi keshera." Well, she remains keshera. She doesn't become asura to the kehuna because she married a shiriya. Vevalda kasher, and the child is also kasher. No psul in the child for kehuna as well. Vechofin oto leotzi, but of course they force him as well to get out to give a divorce. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar starts to analyze. בפנימה אמרו אלמנה לכהן גדול יש לה כתובה. What's the reason? Why they said by אלמנת כהן גדול she gets a כתובה? Why should she get a כתובה? So it says מפני שהוא פסול והיא פסולה. Because in this case over here both of them are פסול, which means the כהן גדול he becomes פסול. How does he become פסול? The Kohen Gadol doesn't become a halal, but when a Kohen Gadol marries somebody that's a suit to him, he's pasul avodah. At that point, as long as he's married, he's not allowed to serve by the Mizbeah as a Kohen. Until he gets divorced, and not only that, Hachamim say he has to make a vow that he'll never, he's ossetting himself, b'hana'ah, from any lady that's asur to him. So until he does that, he's pasul. So the husband is pasul. She also becomes pisula, because that becomes a halala. So we have a rule. Any time that the marriage makes the husband pasul and makes the wife pisula, b'pneshu pasul v'hi pisula. V'chol makom shu pasul v'hi pisula. If any time where there's slim on both sides, kansu oto. So therefore they what? Kansu oto kituba. Which means they penalized him to pay the kituba. Now what does it mean penalized him? That's a strange word, penalized him. Husband has to pay the kituba. It's not never a penalty. He has to pay the kituba because he has to pay the kituba. So what does it mean penalized him to pay the kituba? So that she explains kilomar, what it means to say lo kansuha, meaning the penalty is not on her, because we let her collect the ketubah that she mishar kol anashim. We didn't penalize her from other ladies. Now v'ay the kansuha rabbanan. Now we have to see why, but why didn't they posela? We'll see further. Look at the Gemara. Umbipnema amru shiniyot medvrei sofrim en naim ketubah. Oh, so then what's the reason when it comes to shiniyot we say that she forfeits, she loses the ketubah? Mipene shehu kasher vehi kasherah. Because in this case, over everybody's kasher. The guy remains kasher who married the shiniya, and the lady, nothing happens to the lady by marrying a shiniya. So therefore, we have a rule. V'chol makom shu kasher vehi kasherah. Kansu ota ketubah. Now let's see the logic. But now we understand the rules. When they're both besulim, there is ketubah. When they're both kesherim, there's no ketubah. Logic, Rashi. Kansu is they penalized, they put a penalty. Kansu oto ketubah tap Rashi. I understand that, which means when they're both kesherim, they penalize her, she doesn't get a ketubah.
I'll penalize her.
Ketubah payment is done. It's top benefit to get the ketubah. So when there's a legal on both sides, kansu ota from the ketubah. When it's pasul on both sides, they will kones him, which means he has to pay the ketubah, which is another way of saying lo kansuha. They did not penalize her. Now why? The top nashi. Kilomar, this is gotta be a logic, it's be a sevara. Kilomar, lo kansua mishakunashim v'hai de kansua rabbanan shiniya ketubah kedesh shelo tetakev etzlo. Because we don't want, in the case of the shiniya, that she'll stay married. De kevan de lo tevi la ketubah mine. Once already you tell her, hey listen, lady, you're gonna lose your ketubah. There's no ketubah. Shafka levin afka. What am I staying married over? I have no security. So therefore, it'll be an incentive for her to get out. Oh, but in the case of almanat the kohen gadol, you don't need incentives. You know why? Dimimela shafka le. She's going to leave anyway. Why? The kevan dehu nifsal al yada. Since he becomes pasul, travodah yesh ketata benehem. They're going to fight amongst each other. There's going to be machloket amongst each other. V'chen kishin nifsilet al yado. And furthermore, she becomes pesula as well. She becomes a halala. So already there's going to be a strife amongst them. There's going to be machloket already. You posel me and I became pesul. So therefore, you don't need to take away the ketubah. They're going to get rid of you themselves by themselves. So therefore, that's the sevara of Rabbi Shmuel Azar. In the case of a shiniya, both of them are kishirim. There's no incentive of it. And the husband's still legal and she's still okay. Nothing happens to them. So we got to create something that's going to cause them to split. So what do? We say, you know what? You're not getting a ketubah. I'm getting a ketubah. What am I still here for now? No security. I'm leaving. Finished. Out. Beautiful. It worked. Now, Sheikh, in the case of Kohen Gadol Talmana, they're fighting anyway, these two. Why are they fighting? Because now, as long as they're married, he can't do any avodah, and she becomes a halala. So therefore, already there's strife amongst them already because of what happened over here, because of the situation. So therefore, that's going to cause them to get rid of them. The ketubah is paid.
Does she remain a halala forever?
Yes. Comes the Gemara and says, that's the Bishwam and Azar. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says a different sevara. Halal u'devrei Torah, ve'devrei Torah en tzrichim chizuk. Ve'halal u'devrei Sofrim, ve'devrei Sofrim tzrichim chizuk. We have a rule, a general rule in the Gemara, that whenever it's an item that's asur min haTorah, people are usually cognizant and aware of the surim of the Torah. You don't need to strengthen it. You don't need to make penalties to get the people aware of Yisur Torah. Mashik and Devrei Rabbanan, where people usually are lenient and they don't treat it with the proper severity and respect, so therefore you have to put fences. Therefore you have to give it chizuk, you have to strengthen it. So in this case over here, when it comes to Sheniyot, a guy might say, Sheniyot, it's only Yisur Rabbanan. Well, they have to strengthen it. You know what? No ketubah. Oh, no ketubah, okay, it's a serious thing. But again, the Devrei Torah, Amanat Kohen Gadol, so it's already Devrei Torah, Lo Tzrichim Chizuk, you have to strengthen it already, which means the most people recognize the severity of the Yisur, therefore you don't have to take away the Ketubah. So that's the second answer, that's the answer of Rabbi. Davar Acher, another reason, sounds like a third answer, Zehu Margila, Vezu Hi Margilato. Which means it all depends who instigates to make the marriage. When the husband is the one that instigates to make the marriage, so then already he has to pay ketubah. When she's the one that instigates, then she loses the ketubah. Why would he instigate over she? So look at Rashi. Zehu margila. In which case, almana lekohen gadol girusha v'halutza lekohen ejot. Who margila umesita linaselo? He's the one that's doing the enticing in order to get her married to him. Vezu shniya dekevan delo I mifsela velav zara mifsal velo mifseda midi bibiato he margilato shaisha rotzad hinase yotemina ish. You have a general rule. The lady wants to be married more than the man. And therefore, in a case where, let's say, besides the Isud Rabbanan, no damage is going to happen to her when she goes with somebody that's Asud Mitam Shiniyot. She doesn't become Pasul, her children don't become Pisudim. So in that case over there, she's pushing it. Oh, you're pushing it? You lose your ketubah now. But in the case of Almanat Kohen Gadol, she becomes a halala, her children become halalim, so she's not gonna push this over here. As much as she wants to get married, she don't want to become, it limits her now, right? Limits her. So who's gonna do the pushing in that case over there? Yeah. The husband, the Kohen Gadol. You're the one pushing over there, you're doing the enticing, okay. Lady ketubah. So it all depends who's doing the basic rule. This answer is, where she has nothing to lose, she'll do the enticing. But when she has things to lose, she needs to be enticed. So therefore, it depends. If he does the enticing, Kohen Gadol, you have to pay the ketubah. She does the enticing by the Shiniyah, then already she loses a ketubah. So the Gemara now is going to analyze, is this davar acher? Is this a third answer? Is this an answer that's connected to anything we just said above? So the Gemara says like this. Davar acher man ketanila. Who said this davar acher? Oh, so the Gemara right away is assuming that the davar acher is really based on margilato and all that is really based on one of the answers we said above. How? Ika de amar bishimon ben elazar ketanila. Someone has said it was actually the first shita of the bishimon ben elazar, which means the first shita of the bishimon ben elazar we said is what? That by the case of a shiniya. Why does she lose the ketubah? Very good, because we said now in the case of Shiniyah, they're both kasher, and since they're both kasher, there's no incentive for them to leave. So how do you get them to break up? You take away the ketubah, and once you take away the ketubah, she says, "I got no purpose to be over. I'm losing my ketubah. I'm not getting a payment from you, and therefore she'll create fighting, and she'll leave." Mashiach and the Amarat Gadol, they're going to leave. They're going to break up anyway, because psul on both sides. So the Gemara says, "Uma ta'am ka'amar." Now we're learning it that the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was actually explained at the end of the statement. "Ma ta'am amru." What's the reason We said, what's the reason when they're both pasul on both sides? Why did we say that we make the guy pay? And what's the reason when they're both kasher? For example, in the case of Shiniyot, we connect ota, which means now we have a new reason for the Bishul Elazar. The Bishul Elazar's logic is the Davar Acher. The reason why we make a difference between Amanat and Kohen Gadol or a Shiniya is because who was the one that did the enticing. So comes the Gemara and says, Ika de Amad, but some say Rabbi Katanida. This was actually the B statement, the Davar Acher, the Margilato, Margilata. How could it be the B statement? The B clearly said, there's a difference between the Deoraita and the Rabbanan. Deoraita and Sidikim Haizuk, so therefore you don't play with the Ketubah. The Rabbanan is Haizuk, you take away the Ketubah. What's this got to do with this? So Gemara says, no. Vahalutsa kakashile. He was bothered by the case of Halutsa. Why? What's the case of a halutza? The law is that if a lady is a halutza, midrabbanan, she is forbidden to kehuna. She becomes a halala midrabbanan if she goes with a kohen.
Kohen gadol?
Which is what we say, a kohen gadol and a kohen ejot. When a kohen ejot, for example, marries a girusha, that's the uraita. But when a kohen ejot, for example, marries a halutza, so halutza is only midrabbanan, even though they learn it from pesukim. The Gemara does from pesukim. The Gemara says asmachta ba'alma. So therefore, but what's the case over here? So based on the rules that we know, what's the rules on the rabbanan cases? The rabbanan, she loses ketubah, but the halakha says not like that. The Gemara says a halutza that marries a kohen gadol or kohen ejot gets ketubah. So therefore, Rabbi was bothered. His rule that he made the alupin deoraita the rabbanan doesn't fit in the case of a halutza. His rule is on the rabbanans, there is no ketubah. Halutza is midrabbanan. When she marries a kohen, the deen is, when they get the divorce, the deen is that there is a ketubah. So halutza kakashile. Veha halutza midrabbanan. Because halutza is only isur midrabbanan. Ve'itla ketubah. And she gets a ketubah. So he says, my formula doesn't work. So hadad amas. Therefore he changed his opinion and said, kevan de pasila. Since his pasul, the agotabach is mitruma, midrabbanan, which means she becomes pesula. She means now she cannot, let's say she's a bat kohen. She cannot go home and eat truma anymore. So she loses. So what's the rule when she loses? She doesn't entice. Who's doing the enticing? The kohen. So the vozeu margila. And therefore, since he's margilota, she doesn't lose the ketubah. However, Vizu, he margilatova by the sheni, she is doing the enticing because she doesn't lose anything. So therefore, she's going to lose the ketubah. Some want to say that Rabbi didn't retract from his first answer. He just added the second including his first, which is really there's a difference between the Doraita and the Rabbanan. But when it comes to the one Rabbanan, for example, the Halutza case, that case where she gets Ketubah, let's go with the logic. Since in this case over here, she is not going to be Margilim in the Halutza case. Because in the Halutza case, even though it's only with Rabbanan, she is going to not want to entice him to get married because she loses Terumah from her father's house. Who's doing the enticing? He is. So therefore she will not lose the Ketubah. So you needed that second answer to add the case of Halutza, that even though it's a Midrabbanan, you have the Margila factor, and therefore she does not lose Ketubah in such a case. Now, comes the Gemara and says, my Ika ben Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which means, what's going to be the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? What's the question? We just learned, according to the first Lashon, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that we said that the Davar Acher is going according to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar made a chiluk, right? With the Mishnah made a chiluk between Shiniyah and Kohen Gadol, let's say, to the Almana. So what was the logic we said? Zu margila, vizu eno margila. Good. And Rabbi's answer was what? This is the oraita, this is the rabbanan. So according to that understanding, those are the opinions. That the Mishnah Azam went to margila, lo margila, sevara, and Rabbi went with the sevara of the oraita, the rabbanan. What's the nafkamina? What's a practical nafkamina between the two opinions? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar of Chazda, mamzeret v'netina liYisrael ika benayhu. You take a regular case. A mamzeret marries a Yisrael. Let's speak it out ourselves. If you're going to go with the deoraita sevara and rabbanan sevara, mamzeret he says isur deoraita, correct? And according to the B, deoraita lo tzricha chizuk. Therefore, the mamzeret will pick up the ketubah. Oh, but if you come along and you go with the sevara, who is Margil, you know, who's doing dicing over here? So there'll be a Hiluk. Why? Let's see the Gemara. Ma damar deoraita, the opinion of Rabbi that says deoraita, haname deoraita. This is deoraita. Therefore, there'll be yeketubah. Ma damar b'pteshi hu margila, the opinion that says because he is the one that's margil, ha hi margilale. In this case, she'll do the enticing because she's a mamzeret already. So what does she have to lose? She's mamzeret. She wants to be married. That's the main thing, right? So that she's doing the enticing. So according to that shita, she's going to lose ketubah. So you have enough kamina between the bishmom and azar. He says the oraita case. The oraita don't need chizuk. She gets ketubah. But according to the B that's coming along and saying that the bishmom and azar that says the difference is because who's margil or not. In this case, she's margil. What does she lose? Right? So therefore she'll be margila, therefore she will lose the ketubah. So that's enough kamina. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, now. The Gemara says like this. I'm going to set you up for the next line. You might ask, what do you mean? Why is she going to be margil? She ruins our children. I mean, she's already ruined, but now that she's going to have children, the children are going to become mamzerim. Oh, so we're going according to the opinion that says that there's a way to kosher up mamzerim. Which is, remember we learned that if a mamzer would marry a shifha, so what happens? The child goes after the mother, and therefore the kid has a dina of an eved, free him, and he's kosher. So therefore, again, she doesn't lose, which means she's saying she's a mamzeret already. So therefore, that's not going to change. For a child that's going to become a mamzer, she's also not worried because there's a way to kosher him up. So therefore, she will be margil. Because if you don't say that, why should she be margil? Even though she's a mamzer, she doesn't want to ruin her children. So therefore. Yes, the grandchild will be kosher.
The child you can't.
The child you can't kosher. Right. But the father, right. A lineage, the point is. Right. A lineage. Just look at the next line of the Gemara. Will Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, Hareze Eved Umamzer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that says that the child is considered Eved Mamzer, which means he doesn't hold you can kosher up Mamzerim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the mamzer goes and marries a shifha. You know what a child is now? He's both. He's considered an avid mamzer. He has two problems. So according to that shita, halo margilale, which means she's not gonna entice him velomidi, because again it becomes pesulim. So therefore that answer is not a good answer. There's no nafkamina. And therefore, since she's not going to be margilin, so she'll get a ketubah no matter what you say, according to Rabbi Eliezer. She'll get a ketubah from the deoraita sevara, and from the side of margilah, she's not going to be margil in this case, so she'll also get a ketubah. So we have to give a different nafkamina between the Bishimon, the Elazar, and Rabbi. So comes the Gemara and says, the Amar of Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef gives the case. What's the case? Mahzir Girushato. What's reading that? Ika Benayu. Let's talk about ourselves first. Mazi Girushato. Person gets married, gets divorced. Okay, she gets married to somebody else, let's say. What's the deen? In a Torah, it's a suit for him to take her back. Beautiful. That would be the Uraita case. The Uraita, she gets ketubah. Right? According to the deen. The Uraita, we don't need Hezu, she gets ketubah. But according to the Margilato, there's going to be a difference. Let's see. This is the right also. So therefore she gets ketubah. Umandamar mipneshi hu margila. You see that says hu margila. That's why she gets ketubah. Ha hi margila. In this case, she'll be margil. Why? She doesn't lose anything. She doesn't become a pisula. Her children don't become pisulim. What's the status of the children? Kosher. No psul on the children. So therefore she'll be margil. What's the deal when she's margil? She loses ketubah, so there'll be a nafkamina. What happens to him? Nothing happens to him. It's margil that makes him sued. So comes the Gemara and says, Ulabi Akiva. Remember we went to Shita Rabbi Akiva. Ulabi Akiva, the Amar Yesh Mamzer Mehibe Lavin. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that says, that from Hibe Lavin you could make Mamzerim. Ha lo margila le velo mili. She's not going to be margil because this is already isulav. And therefore, what's going to happen? The child is going to become a mamzer. She's not going to be interested. And therefore, she's not going to be margil. Therefore, she shouldn't lose her ketubah even according to that side. So you're right. So there's no nafkamina in that case either. So we're back to a question. What's the nafkamina? Ela amara papa be'ula the Kohen Gadol Ika Benayu. Talking about a case where let's say a Kohen Gadol marries a Be'ula. Now, what's the Isud in marrying a Be'ula? He transgresses an Aseh. Okay, that's Vehu Isha Bibtuleh Yikah. So it's implying what? That you cannot take a Be'ula. But that's a Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh. We said many times, Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh. Aseh. So therefore, we're talking about a Be'ula to a Kohen Gadol. Andama de oraita. According to the opinion that goes with the oraita, haname de oraita. And therefore, what? When they get divorced, the deen is going to be she gets ketubah because the oraita lo sinika hayzuk. Uman de amar mipeneshi margila. According to the opinion, which is who margila that he usually is enticing. And this case, hai margila le. She's going to be margil. Now let's analyze why she's going to be margil. Well, mamzerim, you're not going to have. Because there's not a lot to say over here. Correct? You're not going to have halalim. Which means only you have a case of a halalim from a lot to say as well. According to the Shita. So therefore she doesn't even become a halalah from an aseh. So therefore there's no downside for her. Because only it's an aseh. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Be'ula. Pinuya lekuen gadol aseh ika. Betula, velo beula, velav bamechla ase, velav destona leka. Oh, maybe you'll tell me it's considered zunut. So if it's a lav, hakade en zuna ira han nebeelet bia asura. Which means this is not considered a zuna, because the zuna is only considered when she has a bia that is asura. Well, this is not a bia asura. From before she got married. So therefore, this is the first she didn't go into the marriage as a zona. She's a be'ula. So there's only an aseh over here. Now again, you have to say as well that she's not losing anything. You have to say she's not going to become a halala as a result of a aseh. And you have to say the children are not going to become halalim as a result of this aseh. Therefore she says, I'm not going to lose. Therefore she will be margil the Kohen Gadol. That's why she's going to lose her ketubah. Comes the Gemara and says, wait. Would it be the Ezer ben Yaakov de Amar? Yesh halal mi'i be'aseh. But according to the Bira, that says there is halalim from mi'i be'aseh, which means she becomes a halal, the child becomes a halal. Halo margila le velo midi. Back to the question, she's not going to be margilim, and therefore, she's not going to be margilim, therefore she shouldn't lose her ketubah in that case either. So we're back to a question, what's the nafkamina? Ela amar av asheh. Mahazir Safek Sotato Ika Benayu. Okay, what's a Safek Sota? So that she says, Shikinana, he gave her the warning, don't be secluded with so and so. Vinistera, and then she was secluded. V'ka'e ala b'isura de'uraita. At that point, the husband cannot be with his wife, shisu de'uraita, until she drinks the waters. So that we call a safek sota, because you really don't know what she did. You're not going to know until she drinks. Now, all we know is that there was a warning and there was a seclusion over there with witnesses. So therefore, she's asura to the husband. So what happens over here? She goes with the husband now. Oh, so that's already isu de'uraita. So according to the opinion that's going to say de'uraita, the Gemara says, matama de'uraita, haname de'uraita. When he goes with her, so now already, that's isu de'uraita. We're going to say, what? She does not lose the ketubah, because on de'uraita, you don't need any chizuk. But according to the opinion that says he is margil, not in this case, he margilale. In this case, she will be margil because she doesn't lose anything over here. What did she lose over here? Which means she doesn't become asura. She will like she has no downside. So therefore, she will be margil. Says, Ulrav Matya bin Haraj de Amar, Afilu alach ba'ala lashkota, Uba alea baderech asa azona. Which means, according to the Matya bin Haraj, that says that when they're going on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, to go give her the waters to drink, and he goes and has relations with her, makes her a zona. So therefore, Alo margedale velomidi. So she's not going to be margil, because now she becomes the status of a zona, even though it was, they're married. But doesn't matter. This isud right over here can make her a zona, so therefore she becomes pesula. So therefore she's not going to be margil. So that is not going to be a reason to be margil. Amar mor baravashe sota vadai ika benayhu. The cases where she's a sota vadai. What's the case of sota vadai? Which means she definitely is an eshet ish. Which means there were witnesses. We know for a fact that she committed eshet ish. She went with somebody else. And in the interim, what happened? Now, already the husband has to get divorced. The husband went with her. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, sota vadai. Eshet ish. Shizinta the asira le deoraita. She's forbidden to the husband with deoraita. Kedichti vehi lo nitpasa. The mashma who il velo neinsa. But she wasn't. It wasn't by force. She went willingly with the guy. Asura. Oh, so now therefore what? According to Shita that says isur deoraita. This is isur deoraita. Therefore she will get her ketubah. The vetura lo sricha chizuk. But according to the opinion that says margila, in this case she will be margil. What does she have to lose over here? She wants to stay, be married. She wants to stay married with the guy. There's nothing becomes worse with whatever she is already. So now that she says v'ikasha, our question that we ask, that she asks v'ikasha haname chibel avini, which is, what are you talking? This case over here is considered chibe lavin. I have a problem of mamzerim. Lerabbanan, the pedigal of Rabbi Yosef ben Kifar perekamad, amli achare ashiru tamaa lerabot sota. So for lifrok, the Gemara should have asked, Rabbi Akiva, damar yesh mamzer. Therefore, this mamzerim, and therefore she's not going to be margin because the child's become a mamzer from the eshet ish. In this case, when she goes back to the husband, lav perchau. תיקרא תירוץ את אמרין הנאבא עולץ הכל מודים בבעל הסוטה של הבעלת ממזר. Everyone agrees that when it comes to a sota, the husband cannot make ממזר, because really they're married. And therefore, even though she became a sota and all that, even Rabbi Akiva's modeh, such a chibe lavin, cannot bring mamzeru. Therefore, she still has an advantage to be margir. That's why, according to Shita, margira, she will forfeit the ketubah. So therefore, bottom line, the whole amudeh discussed one question. Give me a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon ben Hazar and Rabbi, meaning the two reasons of Margila and the Oraita Rabbanan. The Gemara brought a host of answers but rejected them. And finally the Gemara concluded, said the answer, the nafkamina is going to be sota vadai. According to the Shita, what do you mean sota vadai? She became eshet ish and the husband went with her. According to the Shita, says isu deoraita, isu deoraita. She still gets the ketubah. You don't need to isu. But according to the opinion that says that she is Margila, in this case she will be Margila. She had nothing to lose. And even her children are not going to become mamzerim, according to Rabbi Akiva, because she doesn't know that mamzerim come in such a case. Therefore, there's no downside for us. Therefore, she's marginalized. Therefore, she will lose the ketubah, according to this.